All right, that was very fun. Thank you all. So the next item of business is about wellness. And while we're doing our work, whether we're maintaining vehicles or working in an office or out there performing those services all over the city, we have to stay healthy. And Commissioner Novick has some ideas on that subject, and I'll turn it over to him.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Over the last couple of years, I've read article after article about the growing body of research that indicates that sitting for long periods of time is, in and of itself, unhealthy. The research is so compelling that it suggests to me that chairs are fast becoming the cigarettes of the 21st century. Here today to share some of the research on the dangers of chairs are three experts. Dr. Claire Wheeler, physician, author, wellness consultant, and adjunct professor at PSU. Mary Lou Henrich, the outgoing executive director of the Oregon Public Health Institute. You know, the song goes, "Hello, Mary Lou, and goodbye, heart." But actually, our Mary Lou is in favor of hearts and all other aspects of human wellness. And then the incoming director of OPHI, Liz Baxter. So I asked them to come up here and join us to talk about the threat posed by chairs. I'd also like to recognize Portland City Councilor Jane Hill. Jane, where is Jane? Jane, step up here. And Jane
Pendleton.
Pendleton. Good Lord, what am I doing?
Okay.
Pendleton City Councilor Jane
if
Hill.
We should be standing.
Yeah, exactly.
Going to stand up here.
Jane, who, by the way, holds dual Portland-Pendleton citizenship, has agreed that Pendleton will become the Eastern Front of our war on chairs.
Right. So, please stand and tell us what we should be doing.
Yes, we have.
Or sit. Sit temporarily. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Dr. Claire Wheeler, and I'm an instructor at Portland State University, as I was introduced. And I'm here to talk to you a little bit about the medical and health risks of prolonged sitting. The average American spends about 8 hours or more sitting in a chair, aside from all the hours spent lying in bed. But then a significant number of Americans spend 11, 12, and even more hours every single day sitting down. For the last 30 years, we've been telling Americans that to cut the incidence of obesity and diabetes and heart disease, which is, by the way, killing 600,000 people per year in the United States alone, that they needed to get out and go to the gym and do moderate exercise for 30 to 45 minutes a day. So people have taken that to heart, and they spend the whole rest of the day in their cars, in their chairs, watching television, and adopting more and more leisure time activities that require simply sitting down. Those people think that they're physically active, but in fact, the rates of heart disease and other illnesses are pretty much the same for them as well. So we've identified a new risk factor, seems to be even more significant than smoking. An hour of sitting in a chair can take more time off your life than smoking a single cigarette. And we need, I think, to start with our children in school. They need to be standing up for at least 10 minutes every hour that they're in that school building. I think that'll help a lot of behavioral and health issues for our kids. And it will lead to healthier and happier adults. And that's my statement.
Thank you very much.
I still don't really want to sit
down.
No, you don't need to sit down.
I'll stand for a moment, okay? I'm Mary Lou Henrich, and thank you very much, Commissioner Novick, for asking me to come. I was trying to think about, you know, kind of what could I say today that would really kind of help us get a grip on kind of where we are and why we're having this problem now. And as Dr. Wheeler said, the data is really starting to come in. The major studies are showing that while we've all been kind of looking over here, that, you know, sitting where we are has been doing us in. So I got to thinking that kind of the reason that I got into this whole issue about chronic disease prevention was about 10 years ago when I became executive director of what's now the Public Health Institute. We really took on looking at child obesity prevention and looking at what could be done policy-wise and practice-wise. And a lot of things have happened in these past 10 years. We've passed school laws around nutrition standards and what they eat. Commissioner Fish has helped us get those same standards into our rec centers in the city of Portland. We have gotten PE standards for more minutes. Now, that hasn't really happened in school. It's starting, got some money for it. But really looking at the literature around what chronic disease and what's causing it and how do we prevent it? So I think that, like Dr. Wheeler was saying, this idea in adults and getting us out, getting us active in the gym or walking, going in the parks, that kind of thing, but we haven't been thinking about what have we done in our lives that just has us changed, and it's our eating habits and our what we do every day. And so I got to thinking that 50 years ago, and that's kind of a scary number for me, but I was in high school 50 years ago, and I got to thinking about how my life has changed in those 50 years. Things like took the bus, 2 transfers to get to my high school, walked there. Then my senior year, great, I got a car. All right, I started driving my car to school. And then I wasn't getting that walking in. We didn't have a dishwasher when I was at home. My brother and I washed dishes. We stood there at night, and that's what we did for some period of time. We had one television with a few channels that, you know, we didn't watch a lot of television. I remember in my young adulthood with my family buying our first Commodore 64 computer, putting it in the hallway. So just all of these things that have leaked into our lives. My jobs, my first job as a public health nurse, I was lucky. I walked. I was out in a district by Emmanuel Hospital. I was at Boise School. I moved a lot. Then I got into administration and management, and I started sitting down, going to more meetings. Places like Multnomah County Health Department even locked off the stairways. So to protect us for safety reasons, we don't have stairways open for people to be able to walk. I love City Hall. I love the county courthouse because there are stairs, open staircases that were designed before the elevator took over. So just little by little every day, we have all become so much more sedentary. And so we individually can think, okay, now I know this, I need to start changing my activity, but we also need to think about policy things. That's the thing that Public Health Institute has looked at, is how can we have policies that support people to do the right things? So do we have stairwells open? Do we have a policy that when you're going to have meetings that are an hour or more, that you're going to take 3 to 4 minutes and actively ask people to get up and move around? Are you going to encourage people rather than discourage them from walking to the person that's, you know, 4 cubicles over and chatting with them rather than quickly I'll send you an email rather than get up and go say something? And rather than saying, geez, what's that person wandering around the floor? They should be back at their computer. Saying, no, that's good. They're up and moving. So I think that we've got to think about practical things. I think it's the individual, but I also think that leadership and what you're doing today to just even raise the awareness and then start thinking about what can we be doing. And maybe we do have a table that lowers so that and raises so that people can stand. We've got microphones that move. That's great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Thanks very much.
It's hard to follow Mary Lou.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm Liz Baxter, and I have spent the last 7.5 years leading an organization called We Can Do Better, which focused on bringing people together who cared about healthcare and health, and trying to leverage collective voice into action. And as Commissioner Novick mentioned, I am the incoming director of OPHI, so I will be following Mary Lou's footsteps for some time to come. If I could have brought a visual with me, it would have been a pie chart that's become fairly popular in the health reform discussions. And what it is looking at what are the factors that actually influence somebody's overall lifetime health status. And in this pie chart, about 20% of it is environmental factors. About 20% is our biology and our DNA, who are our parents and who are their parents. About 50% of it is lifestyle. So smoking, do you have a lot of stress in your life? What are some of the decisions that you make? Are you sedentary? And a number of other factors. And only about 10% of the overall impact on our lives is about our interaction with the medical system. That's where we spend $2.7 trillion. We don't spend that much on any of the other pieces of the pie. And so when I was called, you know, I just cannot overstate the importance of physical activity in someone's health. There's just so much at play there. Oregon is priding itself on health system transformation. And so I was trying to imagine how this initiative would fit into health system transformation. And so what I imagine is, we have the ability to pay for different types of office constructs, that we have the ability to pay for a sit-stand desk as willingly as we're willing to pay for physical therapy and occupational therapy after somebody has had all of the lifetime impacts because of how they've lived both their home life and their work life. Because as the physician stated, we spend most of our workday sitting. We probably do a variety of things to get home. We spend the majority of our evenings sitting. And that is not good for our health. And so I actually had this other visual, which was the image of the creature crawling out of the primordial ooze, starting on 4 feet, moving to standing on 4 feet, to us becoming upright, and that the next evolution of us may be us sitting in a very different kind of physical configuration than we have today. The notion that in order to be a good student, the good students are those kids who are able to sit still in a chair at a desk all day. The kids who are troubled in our schools, the kids who need physical, tactile things, they need to be up and moving around. And we need to have a way to actually encourage that kind of movement and have it become a part of our lives. So I applaud you all for bringing this to the public venue and encouraging that. And probably just because of the last couple of weeks, I can't help but leave you with another metaphor about sitting and standing. And it's, you know, you're all about making Portland the best place that it can be. Some of that is easy changes. Some of it is fundamental change. But we talk about the fact that people can't sit on the sidelines, that if we want to have change, people have to stand up and act. And that has to become a part of how we deal with all of the facets of our lives. If we want a healthier Portland, we want a healthier Oregon, physical activity and how we encourage that as part of all of our structures needs to be a part of what we do as well. So I join you in raging war on the chairs. So thank you.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor, since we on the council spend a great deal of time as a group sitting in public, it seemed to me that we are uniquely positioned, as it were, to set an example by occasionally standing and stretching while we're at this table. And I am honored that you have agreed to read a proclamation declaring our intent to wage war on chairs.
I sure have. So thank you, Commissioner Novick, for bringing this issue to our attention. Actually, I have one member of my staff, my communications director, Dana Haynes, who, when he arrived at City Hall, insisted on a stand-up desk, and he stands all day. And up to now, I thought he was simply eccentric. Now I understand that he was actually paying attention to the research, and now I'm, thanks to this effort, a lot of the rest of us can pay attention as well. So thanks for bringing this to all of our attention. This proclamation says, whereas researchers have linked sitting for long periods with a number of health concerns, including obesity, increased blood pressure, high blood sugar, excess body fat, and abnormal cholesterol levels, and whereas, according to a recent study, adults who spend more than 4 hours a day sitting while watching television or playing computer games have a nearly 50% increased risk of death from any cause compared with people who spend less than 2 hours a day sitting while watching television and doing those other things. And whereas similar to sitting while watching television, sitting in front of a computer or driving for long periods raises the risk of health concerns. And as James Levine, an endocrinologist from the Mayo Graduate School of Medicine, said in an article in the Los Angeles Times, the chair is out to kill us. And whereas research suggests that spending a few hours a week at the gym or in other moderate to vigorous activities doesn't offset the risk of sitting for extended periods. And whereas one way to counter the negative effect of prolonged sitting is to stand while we talk on the phone, eat lunch, or gather for meetings. Whereas we can also think about ways to move about while we work, such as walking with colleagues during meetings or finding opportunities like this one to stretch. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim July 17, 2013, to be Stand Up for Workforce Wellness Day in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this day standing. Thank you. Thank you very much. We may have to modify this dais so that we can spend some time vertical in each meeting. Thank you so much.
Mary, while Mary Lou's here, can I just add one other comment? First to Steve, thank you for bringing the proclamation forward and for raising our consciousness about this issue. But I also want to thank Mary Lou for the tremendous leadership that she's given our community. The last 5 years, she's helped the council shape policies ranging from expanding gardens and healthy food, to getting junk food out of our facilities, to also tapping into entitlement programs at the federal level, so we expanded our programs for hungry children. And all of that came out of the organization she led and the troops that she supervised. So on behalf of the City of Portland, I want to thank you for your service to our community.
Thank you. Very good. Very interesting stuff. You know, Mike Lindbergh was a member of this council for a long time, and he said that after he retired that he figured he'd been to 10,000 meetings, which is an appalling statistic in a number of ways. But if all of us who go to a lot of meetings could try to take one or two of those meetings each day standing, we can take your advice and be healthier for it. So if people see me standing up in meetings, it's because you told me something I could use. Thank you very much.
I keep that in the back of my head wherever I can. So any place you can do to try to get the stairwells open and encourage people to use the stairwells, that's another place that we can do that.
Good advice. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Oh,
not now. Okay. Now we're ready to move to the regular calendar, and we'll need to call the roll.